On the fifth morning, as he was going down to the boat landing with a pail for water, he found the hole into the other world. Ed had never seen a hole into another world, of course, nor even heard of such a thing. He was as surprised as anyone would naturally be to find one not 50 feet from their front door. Still, his experience had been all in the direction of believing what his eyes told him. He had seen a lot of strange things in his life, and one more didn't strain him too much. He stood stock still where he had first noticed the hole, and studied it warily. It was 2 steps off the trail to the left, right beside the old leaning birch, a rectangular piece of scenery that did not fit. It looked to be, as nearly as he could judge, about man-size, 6 by 3. At the bottom, it was easy enough to see where this world left off, and that one began. On the left side, the two worlds matched pretty well. But on the right side, there was a niggerhead in this world, the moss-covered relic of a centuries-old stump, while that world continued level so that the niggerhead was neatly sliced in two. Also, the vegetation was different, mossy on this side, grassy on that. On up around the hole, though, it was harder to tell. There was no clear-cut line, just the difference in what you could see through it. In the other world, the ground seemed to fall away with low scrubby brush in the foreground. Then, a mile or so away, there were rising hills with hardwood forest of some kind, still green with summer covering them. Ed stepped cautiously to one side. The view through the hole narrowed as if it faced the trail squarely. He edged around the old birch to get behind it, and from that side there was no hole, just the same old Alaskan scenery, birch and rose bushes and spruce. From the front, though, it was still there. He cut an alder shoot about 8 feet long, trimmed it, and poked it through the hole. It went through easily enough. He prodded at the sod in the other world, digging up small tufts. When he pulled the stick back, some of the other world dirt was on the sharp end. It looked and smelled just about like any dirt. Old Tom came stretching out into the morning sun and stalked over to investigate. After a careful investigation of the hole, he settled down with his paws tucked under him to watch. Ed took a flat round can from his pocket, lined his lip frugally with snuff, and sat down on the upended bucket to watch too. At the moment, that seemed the likeliest thing to do. It was nearly swarming time. The Harn had many things to preoccupy it, but it spared one unit to watch the hole into the other world. So far, nothing much had happened. A large biped had found the opening from the other side. It had been joined by a smaller quadruped, but neither showed any inclination yet of coming through. The sun was shining through the hole, a large young yellow sun, and the air was crisp with sharp, interesting odors. The biped ejected a thin squirt of brown liquid through the hole, venom of some sort, apparently. The Harn hastily drew back out of range. The hole into the other world stayed there, as unobtrusively fixed as if it had been there since the beginning of time. Nothing came through, and nothing moved in the other world but leaves stirring now and then with a breeze, clouds drifting across the sky. Ed began to realize it was getting late in the morning, and he had not yet had breakfast. He left old Tom to watch the hole, got stiffly to his feet, and went on down the trail to get the pail of water he had started for. From the cabin door, he could still see the hole into the other world. He kept one eye on it while he cooked breakfast. As he was finishing his second cup of coffee, he noticed the view into the other world becoming duller, dimming in a peculiar fashion. He left the dirty dishes and went over to look more closely. What was happening, he found, was just that it was getting dark in the other world. The effect was strange, much like looking out the door of a brightly lighted room at dusk. The edges of the hole cast a very clearly marked shadow now, and outside this shaft of sunlight the view faded until a few yards away it was impossible to make out any detail. Presently the stars came out. Ed was not an astronomer, but he had a woodsman's knowledge of the sky. He could find nothing familiar in any of the stars he saw. In some way, that was more unsettling than the hole itself had been. After he had finished the dishes, he cut 2 G-pole spruce, trimmed them, and stuck one on each side of